New Hampshire has joined a growing list of states where more white people are dying than are being born. That's according to a University of New Hampshire study released on Tuesday, which found 17 states experiencing this demographic trend. That's up from just 4 states in 2004. Ken Johnson is a professor of sociology at UNH and a senior demographer at the university's Carsey School of Public Policy. He co-wrote the study, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Hi.
Can you explain a little bit about your research and about what you found?
So our research focuses on the non-Hispanic white part of the U.S. population, which is about 67% of the whole population. And we were looking particularly at the phenomenon that demographers call white natural decrease, which is when more white people die than are born. It's traditionally been unusual in the United States, but we found that in 2014, which is the last year for which data are available, that we found 17 states where more whites were dying than being born.
And that's really reshaping the country in a lot of different ways. I mean, we're really seeing this trend take hold locally, as you said, here in New England. I mean, 5 of 6 New England states now on the list. New Hampshire's first time on this list. What factors are causing that shift, do you think?
Well, in general, 3 things are driving the growing incidence of natural decrease, white natural decrease in the United States. One is that the number of white women of childbearing age is diminishing. A second factor that's very important and certainly relevant in New Hampshire is that the population, the white population in particular, is aging. And as the population gets older, the likelihood of natural decrease increases because there's more mortality. The third factor that influences natural decrease is the number of children being born per woman, or the fertility rates of the population. And the white fertility rate in the United States and in New Hampshire is low. And so those 3 have combined in many parts of the United States to produce white natural decrease.
And you talk in your research about this trend having, you know, these major policy implications. What are some of those implications?
Well, one significant issue will be that as the white, older white population continues to age, its attention is going to be focused on policy issues related to health care and retirement. In contrast with the growing younger minority population, their focus is more likely to be on things like education and job training. And in a economy that's not growing very fast, it may be that these 2 phenomena could clash with one another. On the other hand, if people could work together and recognize that increasing the education level produces a more competitive labor force, and that in charge generates more revenues to support an older population that needs Social Security and health care, it could be a period of cooperation between the minority and the white population. It's unclear yet what's going to happen.
What does it mean specifically for states here in New England? You talk about New England being kind of a standout for you. What does it mean on a state-by-state basis?
One of the things about the way that natural decrease, white natural decrease, or population is changing in New England is that in some parts of these states, and you can certainly see it in New Hampshire, in the Manchester area, you actually have quite a diverse population where whites are an important part of the population, but they're not the only part of the population. You can see this playing up already in things like school issues. In other parts of the state and in other parts of New England, the population is virtually all non-Hispanic white. And so even within the state, there's going to be tensions between the needs of some parts of the state that are dealing with a more diverse population and the needs of other parts of the states, which are really dealing with this decline in the white population, both through natural decrease and the population of whites is aging. And so, I mean, the focus is going to be on senior centers, not on new pediatric wards in the hospitals and that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's a very complex dynamic that plays out at many different policy levels, from the United States as a whole to the state to individual areas within the state.
So where do you see this going? What can we, you know, extrapolate from this, say, a decade on?
I think in another decade that you'll see even more states with natural decrease in their white populations. And I think it will spread to other parts of the country. I mean, it's most pronounced in New England. The only New England state that doesn't have white natural decrease is Vermont, and it's teetering right on the edge. It might, in the next year or two, go into natural decrease. So New England's sort of a preview of what the rest of the country is going to look like.
Ken Johnson is a professor of sociology at UNH and authored this study. Thanks so much.
Thank you for talking with me.